The shutdown of the federal government at midnight Eastern time last night has had some immediate effects, but if it continues, there could be more consequences locally. Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis this morning talked to Sean Harper, operations project manager at Beaver Lake, about what the shutdown might mean.
As the Army Corps of Engineers is a federal agency, the effects of the government shutdown at Beaver Lake are immediate. Harper says that the most visible signs of the shutdown will be noticed at Corps-controlled day-use parks and campgrounds around the lake.
We're in the process even this morning of going around to our day-use areas and our campgrounds and starting the process of putting up barriers and closing some gates. We essentially have to, this morning, block off access to these public use areas around Beaver Lake that the Corps operates so that they're closed, because that's what the law requires. Obviously, we do have some campers that were already in the parks. In fact, I believe about 90 campsites around the lake were occupied, and so we've got to go and communicate with those folks and advise them of the government shutdown and that they'll have to be making other arrangements for their camping, which essentially means that they'll need to, you know, leave the park by tomorrow evening. 8 o'clock tomorrow night is when we need to have all the campers out of the park, and so we'll have those campgrounds shut down.
However, the privately owned marinas and their access roads will remain open. But Harper says that boat access to the lake will be somewhat limited.
Probably the bigger impact for our local folks would be obviously getting on the lake itself, launch ramps at Corps-operated parks. The public won't have access to those, but there are some launch ramps around the lake, such as Highway 12 Bridge, different places where folks can still launch their boats and get on the water. So that's just the best we can do right now.
Aside from lake access, Harper says that all but one of the campgrounds right on the lake are controlled by the Corps of Engineers. Other lake amenities will be affected as well, but Harper says that there are some alternatives to Corps-controlled areas. Take camping, for example. Harper says that Clifty Park in Carroll County won't be affected by the shutdown, as it is run by the county and not by the Corps of Engineers.
It's essentially a leased area that they operate, so the remainder of the campgrounds, if you will, on the lake are Corps-operated. That's 12 different areas. Of course, you know, you have Hobbs State Park, which is a state park, and so they're not affected by this shutdown. They offer similar services such as trails and the opportunity to get out in nature around the lake. And Hobbs is open. You just won't be able to use the Corps-operated trails that are located in the park areas and obviously by the dam. So, and most of the other private campgrounds are not located right on the lake, just nearby. And obviously those are still open since they're privately operated.
But not all operations at Beaver Lake will cease because of the government shutdown.
The power generation is still going to continue. There's going to be sufficient staff maintained to operate the dam internally in terms of any kind of gate changes that might need to be made. Power generation, those requirements are still in effect. And so there's a minimum staff that's going to be maintained to make sure those things still occur.
Harper says that a minimum staff will remain at the Beaver Lake Project Office to ensure that gates remain closed and to maintain security at the parks. But Harper says that if the shutdown lingers, the majority of the 14 full-time staff at the Beaver Office will be furloughed.
Should the shutdown continue, those folks would be furloughed on Thursday. Right now, during this period where we're trying to shut down the parks, we're actually utilizing some multi-year funds to keep people on board for a couple of days while we go through the process of shutting down parks and all the things that have to be done to kind of stop providing services to the public. But those funds would be pretty much exhausted by Thursday, and at that point, 12 of the Beaver Lake Project Office staff would be furloughed, and two would remain in order to provide monitoring and security of the areas.
But he says that as of now, things could change and that the shutdown is still a fluid situation, which makes it difficult to estimate how long it would take to reopen closed facilities.
Just from sitting right here right now, I would say it would probably take a couple of days to get everything back up and running like it was before the shutdown occurred. And it kind of depends on when, of course, if a continuing resolution or some other instrument is passed very quickly, then it might be really quite simple in a matter maybe of less than a day to get it open. But if it's an extended period of time and many things have been shut down and it could take a day or two to get that done.
Harper says that dealing with a government shutdown isn't something that Corps of Engineers employees routinely encounter, so much is still unknown about how the situation will unfold. He says that officials in the Beaver Lake Project Office will issue information to the public through its Facebook page periodically as the situation does develop, but replies may take some time as the office will be short of personnel. The address for that page is facebook.com/BeaverLakeUSACE. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.